In 1961, President John F. Kennedy told Congress and the nation that America should commit itself to landing a man on the moon. Newly released White House tapes reveal that President Kennedy actually cared very little about space exploration. Commentator Andrew Chaikin says he's not disillusioned.
This is how John Kennedy, the man who launched America's moon program, has always lived in my memory.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win.
That speech at Rice University in September 1962 came more than a year after Kennedy challenged the nation to put a man on the moon before the end of the decade. This is Kennedy at his visionary best, rallying the country to see the future as he did, full of the promise of technological achievement and scientific discovery in space. This week, I heard a different John Kennedy on the tape that was just released. It's a meeting with NASA Chief James Webb that took place at the White House on November 21, 1962, just 10 weeks after the Rice University speech. On the tape, Kennedy tells Webb that the country's goal in space is simple: to beat the Russians to the moon and win a political victory.
The policy ought to be that this is the top priority program of the agency and the top priority of the United States government. But otherwise, we shouldn't be spending this kind of money because I'm not that interested in space.
He went on to tell Webb that it was a matter of money. Sure, it was nice to learn about space, he said, but the only reason to spend billions of dollars exploring it was because winning the race to the moon was crucial to our nation's prestige throughout the world. I always knew that politics, not a love of exploration, was behind Kennedy's desire to send us to the moon. But what about that speech at Rice? Was it just political oratory? The best analysis is what Kennedy once said of himself, that he was, quote, an idealist without illusions. And Kennedy was right to focus on politics, because that's the only thing that did get humans to the moon. When we got there first, when America won the moon race, space exploration fell in importance to us as a nation and as a people. But that doesn't erase the inspiration we got from Kennedy's stirring words that day at Rice, even if they might have differed from what he really believed. Going to the moon did enrich our lives. Exploring space is still difficult, and it's still good for humans to do difficult things. We can only wonder when some new leader will look into space and see our future there and inspire us to do something about it.
Andrew Chaikin is executive editor for Space and Science at the website space.com.